AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. In an address to the nation yesterday, President Trump said the U.S. has no need for the Strait of Hormuz and other nations should step up to retake control from Iran.
Build up some delayed courage, should have done it before, should have done it with us, as we asked. Go to the Strait and just take it, protect it, use it for yourselves. Iran has been essentially decimated. The hard part is done, so it should be easy.
President Trump says that he'll soon sign an order to pay all Department of Homeland Security employees who've gone without paychecks during the partial government shutdown that has reached 48 days. He announced the move in a social media post, blaming Democrats for the impasse while thanking Republican leaders for their work this week in trying to end the standoff. The Artemis II astronauts are bound for the moon after rocketing away on NASA's first lunar voyage in decades. The AP's Jennifer King.
3, 2, 1. Booster ignition and lift off. The crew of Artemis II now bound for the moon.
The Artemis II moon rocket blasted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center, carrying four astronauts who will loop around the moon in the first manned lunar mission in 53 years. 5 minutes in, Commander Reid Wiseman saw the team's target.
We have a beautiful moonrise. We're headed right at it.
On board with him are pilot Victor Glover, Christina Cook, and Canada's Jeremy Hansen. They'll set a new record for the farthest humans have ever traveled from Earth. NASA had to resolve an issue with commands not getting through to the rocket's flight termination system, and the countdown was paused briefly to troubleshoot an issue with the battery, but ultimately it didn't prevent the launch. They're now in orbit around the Earth for the first part of the trip and will practice manually steering the Orion capsule just in case the pilots need to take control. I'm Jennifer King.
Stocks recovered most of their earlier losses as volatility returned to Wall Street after 2 days of solid gains. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports an ancient Romanian artifact has been found following an art theft.
A priceless ancient golden helmet from Romania that was stolen a year ago from a Dutch museum has been recovered. Police and the museum it was snatched from announce. The intricate gold Cotto Funesti helmet dates back some 2,500 years and is one of Romania's most revered national treasures. It was on display at the small Trents Museum in the eastern Netherlands city of Assen on the last weekend of a six-month stint when thieves broke in and grabbed it and three golden bracelets. Robert Van Lang from the Trets says the helmet and two of the bracelets have been recovered since yesterday.
It is wonderful that the helmet and two of the bracelets, of the three bracelets, are now returning to where they belong.
The search for the missing bracelet continues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More on apnews.com. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.